Tonight or tomorrow, I would be with those blessed saints in heaven because I too have washed myself in the blood of the Lamb, said a dying grandmother to Pastor Lewis Brighton in London almost 55 years ago. And that triggered in Pastor Brighton's mind the idea of studying the book of Revelation carefully. So he went on with the pursuit. This mother wanted Pastor Brighton to read to her the text that we just read this morning, Revelation 7, 9 through 17. And he did so to her from the King James Version. And as he read, she recited them along with him from memory at the conclusion, saying together these beautiful words. She said that tonight or tomorrow, I too would be with those blessed saints in heaven. The book of Revelation has lots of imagery, lots of pictures. In fact, for us Lutherans, we may have to look for the tree in the forest. It is huge. There are times, half times, and seasons. There is the number 3, there is 4, 3.5, 7, 10, 12, 144, 144,000. Numbers are numerous. There are colors, there are lights, there are rivers, there are trees, there are golden roads and streets. And then there are the elders, the saints, and a multitude from all languages and tongues. And amidst all that, there is the Lamb. So this morning we focus on the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He is not only the Lamb, but he is also the Shepherd. He is the King. Look at another image of this King, as John, the author of the book of Revelation, portrays that in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. Dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet with golden sash around his chest, his head and hair white like wool, as white as snow, his eyes like blazing fire, his feet like bronze growing in a furnace, his face shining like the sun, and his voice sounding like the sound of rushing waters. And who needs a God like that? Unapproachable. You can't even touch him, come close to him. But he has chosen to come down to us, and for our salvation, in the form of a lamb. He humbled himself. He put on himself for us a fashion that is after ours. And he became one of us, except in sin, and a lamb, so he would take away the sin of the world. Life has so many distractions. Life has many challenges, sorrows, setbacks, shortcomings. We lose focus. Our aims are always not accomplished. We have dreams. Few of them come true, but we do not stop dreaming. We go out of our ways, and most times we do not get to the destination we would like to be in because we lose focus. People out there, most of them also have, unfortunately, lost their focus. They look for fulfillment. They look for pomp and circumstance, colors, music, sound, tongues, miracles they look for. Even for self-fulfillment, they look yonder at models, God's ideas, philosophies, often overlooking what was given to them, what has been given to all of us in the written word. In and around, surrounding the Lamb. This Lamb is unusual. This Lamb now sits, having taken upon himself the sin of the world having shed its innocent blood on the cross. For you and for me, he, having completed his mission on earth, he now sits. And the book of Revelation, after all this commotion in the chapter 8, says, and then there was silence. God has done his job. God has accomplished his purpose for the whole universe. He had indeed reconciled the whole universe unto himself in and through the blood of the Lamb. And there was silence. But the silence would be broken. There would be noise again. There would be celebration in heaven. There would be singing and dancing in heaven with all the saints from the far east and the far west and the north and the south, until the full number of the Gentiles will be added to God's household around the Lamb. The Lamb now sits. The same Lamb now invites us to go and sit with him, not only to rule and judge the world, but also to celebrate life in its fulfillment with him. The Lamb now sits. You know, the Lamb is the Son of Man. He came to his own received him not. He came to die. He came to redeem. But this Son of Man not only sits, but he also stands. There was Stephen, who knew the Lamb as the fulfillment of the Old Testament, as the Savior of the world, and he brought the testimony of Jesus Christ as the fulfillment of God's promises in the Old Testament, demonstrated before the people of God, even Israel, that he indeed is the Messiah. And then he was stoned. But there was this Lamb, the Son of Man, standing with open arms to receive Stephen into the presence. The Lamb is standing. And the Lamb is also sending us, his children, baptized, redeemed, who have partaken his body and blood. And surprisingly, he sends us as lambs among wolves. Difficult task. And as he sends us out, he says, take no money, no purse, don't worry. Keep on going. There is a task to do for sheep to be gathered to his household to celebrate life eternally with him in his holy presence. Many are called. Many of us are soon to depart this place to be about this mission and this task. As you go, do not think of picking up snakes. They'll bite and kill you. Do not think of healing just by yourself and by prayer. If somebody is sick, call the doctor. Do not count on speaking in tongues. You have heard enough and learned enough languages here. That is enough. You know, Mark 16 ends at verse 8. Those promises are not documented with the majority of text support. But there is a job to do. We are sent, even sometimes as lamb among wolves, after the pattern of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to seek and to save the lost. But there is a strong, documented, unquestionable text in Mark that says, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life as a ransom for many. The Lamb who calls us, who now is a shepherd, is calling us to that kind of ministry. There is color, there is sound, there is an aura of becoming a minister. There is a lot of activity going on the stained glass. But look a little further down. You see the altar. our Passover lamb has been slain. He has shed his blood. And the blood of Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And then look further down. There is the lamb. The lamb makes all the difference in the world. Shepherd, lamb. Called for a shepherd ministry, we, his baptized, his body, in this world, leading others to his altar. Tonight or tomorrow, we may be clothed in white robes, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Until that day, follow the Lamb, heed to the voice of the shepherd, and be in his mission. In the name of God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.